On Thanksgiving, but we're giving thanks for what he's done. Amen. And then we're going to celebrate his birth. But I think the most important part of this is the death, burial, and resurrection. And it was just put on my heart to sing about the death, burial, and resurrection. So, you know, sing with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said,
did you forget me? Father, did you?
Jesus Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
fear. Mm-hmm. You feel what God tells you to do, right? And you really focus on Him. And I was thinking about, David was thinking about football games, you know, how our two teams in the state have really improved this year.
Yeah.
From the time when they started, they really improved, you know. They've gotten better and better. You think about, what does a coach fear the most when his team is out there on the field? What he fears the most is not an interception, but a fumble. Mm-hmm. Usually an interception takes place downfield. You've got the whole team in front of that guy who's stopping before he runs to make a touchdown. A fumble often happens in your own backfield. When he picks it up, he's got a clear field, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to fumble, do you? Mm-hmm. Our Alabama star quarterback, first play he got from scrimmage this season. First play, freshman quarterback, he gets the ball and what? He falls. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of guys would just fold up and quit at that point, right? But he didn't, he just kept going, right? Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about what a word means. And the word we want to remember is a word that we want to hold fast.
Amen.
Hold fast. You know, this little bitty pigskin, this little bitty football, those running backs, those quarterbacks are taught, hold fast. Mm-hmm. When you go through the line and those guys are trying to rip it out of your hand,
mm-hmm. They be
hold it fast, really tight. Really tight, right?
Some of them are tanks. Huh? Some of them are tanks trying to rip it.
Yeah, really. You know? Boy, when you're running through there, they're trying to rip that ball out of your hand. Sometimes they do it. Sometimes they do it. But they want, you want to hold it really just tight. You've almost got to be thinking as much about holding that ball tight as you have about running through the line and going stuff. You know, yeah. Get that ball, hold it fast. You can tell the guys who catch the ball, receivers, catch the ball first. Get the ball, hold it fast, then think about where you're going to run, right? Because mm-hmm. So many times they're out there and they're thinking about, oh man, I got a clear path, you know, I can just take off. And they're thinking about that and they miss the ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right? Good. That's
they miss the ball.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you got to get the ball, you got to hold it fast. Mm. Well, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Mm-hmm. So we can get us some spirit from our football. the word, if you look at Matthew 28:20, you all know this. I mean, you don't have to turn to it, but you can turn to it if you want to. It's the last verse in the book of Matthew, the last part of the Great Commission. Okay? And like I say, you probably all know this, so there's no need to turn to it, but I'll go ahead and read it in the King James. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now he's talking about go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. And then he says, teaching them. This is what you do to them. After you get them baptized, you teach them to do what? Teach them to do what? Well, it says, observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know what discipleship's all about, there it is. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this and see what it says. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. What is that word observe? Well, I went into the Greek and see what that Greek word is for observe. And what it means is, it's got kind of like two meanings. Okay? The word is terio. Mm-hmm. And it means like to watch or to guard, which means to keep the eye upon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep the eye upon. Okay, watch this. Watch this. Watch this thermometer. And when it gets to a certain point, take the pot off the stove. Okay, watch it. Mm-hmm. Don't get distracted and get busy doing something else. You come back and everything's burnt. Yeah. But watch. Keep a watch. Keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. You know. Watch the baby. Right?
Yeah.
Watch the baby. Uh-huh. And watch this 2-year-old. I mean, if you're watching a 2-year-old, you better keep your eye on him.
Yeah.
If you can just look around like that and turn around, he's gone, you know. He's boom, he's fast. Mm-hmm. And that happened a few times.
Big time.
And the other mean, the other thing that it means to note, it means to fulfill a command. Mm-hmm. Fulfill a command. That's what the word observe means. Well, let me see. Teaching them to fulfill, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm supposed to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I'm supposed to keep an eye on all things. Well, let me see if I can put this in something that pulls all together. I kind of worked on this. This word, observe, it means to memorize and to meditate upon the commands of Jesus so as to be able at all times to remember, understand, and fully obey them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Fully obey them. In other words, we've got to keep thinking about them. Mm-hmm. We've got to know them. We've got to memorize them. We've got to meditate on them.
Yeah.
Know, understand what they mean. And be able to fully do them.
Yeah.
So
you
if
know,
I...
That's what he told Joshua.
Yes.
You know, when he was getting ready to go up against a great enemy, he said, Josh, if you want to be successful, like Moses, you got to do this. Joshua 1:8. Meditate on my word day and night.
That's right.
Until you
that.
Become... Yeah. Say it again.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that mm-hmm. when you say that.
Amen. It's important that where we keep our focus, because just like you was telling us about the football analogy, we have an enemy that's trying to snatch it at any moment. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what Mark 4 says, that you get the word, but the enemy comes right then. You don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
He comes right then to try to get that word that has been sown in your heart.
That's good. He tries to snatch it out of our hands.
Yeah. Trying to snatch it out of our hands.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. That's really good. So let me reread verse 20 mm-hmm. with this new understanding of what the word observe means. Now let's see how it sounds. Teaching them to memorize and meditate upon all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Mm-hmm.
So as to be able at all times to remember, understand, mm-hmm. and fully obey them. And lo, I am with you always.
That's right.
Mm.
That kind of puts a different little look at it, doesn't it? More than just observe, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
I'm with you.
Now, the whole fast, you know, she's talking about Joshua 1:8. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it
day and night,
so that you shall be able to do.
Uh-huh.
Do.
Amen.
Brother Durston was talking about folks that do the works.
Not trying.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That do the works. Mm-hmm. Right? And what is it that you said now about doing the works? What do they have to do to be able to do the works?
They that do know their God will do exploits.
They got to what?
Know God.
They got to
know Him.
Know God.
Uh-huh.
You hear that? Mm-hmm. If you want to do the works, you got to know God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You got to meditate.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to remember.
Amen.
You got to hold fast.
Yeah.
And don't let it get away.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you train yourself to hang on to that ball?
Yeah.
You do it over and over again
mm-hmm.
in practice.
Yeah.
They get two football players. two lines of football players, big guys, you know. Two big guys out there, and they get the running back here, and they give him the ball. And they said, now you run between those two lines of football players.
Uh-huh.
And it was his teammates, okay, because this is training. So he goes running through the line, right? And you know what those guys are supposed to do? Make the ball. What was it? Take the ball. Yeah, they're supposed to reach in and try to grab that ball out of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
All the way down the line, that's what they do. Bam, every one of them trying to grab that ball out of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's a training. That's what they do to train them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to make it to the other end of that line without anybody getting that ball away from you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out if you're a running back or not. Right? I mean, really. That's what they have to hold that ball fast and make it through that line without anyone. And they've got constantly somebody's trying to pull it out all the way down the line.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do as Christians. We got to hold fast to the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
Hold it fast. Don't let anybody pull it away from us. Right? Don't let Satan come and snatch it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jesus said in his parable, right?
That's right.
They come and snatch, Satan comes and snatches the word away.
Yep.
And they're to wind up, they're not fruitful, are they?
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't look fruit, no, there's no fruit there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Snatches the word away. You've got to grab hold of the knowledge of God so that we are able to, as Joshua says, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Meditate on it so you can do it. Yeah, all the time.
Meditate
on it day and night.
Jesus. Yep.
Well, this word keeps coming up. It keeps coming up in the New Testament. This Teirio. And so I wanted to read a few other verses where this word comes along. I'm going to let you fill in the long part of it, okay? But it's also used, instead of observe, it's also translated in the King James as keep.
Mm-hmm.
Keep. Well, what does keep mean? Well, I'm going to keep the child for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What does that mean? I'm going to watch over the child. I'm going to take care of the child. I'm going to guard it. I'm going to watch it. Okay? The child will have his needs met. I'll be there. All right? We'll get away from it. Yeah. So, let me read a few verses here. We'll see what it says here. It says, in John 14,
mm-hmm.
15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we got a link to love, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a link to love.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my commandments. Meditate on them, right?
Yeah.
Get into them.
Mm-hmm.
21 through 24 says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to be loved by Jesus, going to be loved by the Father. Wow, they're going to show up. We're going to experience their presence,
mm-hmm.
their manifest presence. Jesus said to him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, this is how. This is how I'm going to manifest myself to you and not to the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is the answer, Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Not as scared. If a man love me, mm-hmm. he will
keep
my words.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You want the answer, Judas? There's the answer.
Jesus.
Who is keeping my words? Who is keeping my commandment? Who is taking what I said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John?
Mm-hmm.
And meditate on them, memorize them,
mm-hmm.
knowing them,
mm-hmm.
doing them.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. He says, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And make our abode with him. We will not only appear to you,
mm-hmm.
we're going to move in, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to move in,
yeah.
into your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's a cool thing. Yeah. You got God living in your house with you? You don't have to worry about thieves breaking in, do you? You don't have to worry about that, do you? Hey, I got God in here. Ain't nobody going to come in here and do anything mess me up. He that loves me not keeps not my saying. Right. They don't memorize my sayings. They don't meditate on my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Right? But this is not just my words. Jesus said, God sent me to say these words. He said, he was referring to one. He says, "One of you call me good." This is in Matthew. There's none good but God. But if you will enter in, keep the commandments. There's that word again.
Jesus.
That word again. Keep the commandments. If you want eternal life, boom, keep the commandments, he said.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
And that's what he said to them.
Jesus.
And we go on, you know, there's many other places, and I'm not going to go into all of them because time's up here. But I did want to share something with you. And I'm going to do this in less than a minute.
That's about what it is.
That's about what I got.
Yeah.
But it hit me one day, some time ago, and I said, you know, I need to learn this stuff. I need to get the word in me, you know. So what is it that I would need to know if I were to go to Bible school? What would I need to go know before I went to Bible school so I'd be ready to go? And then I wrote it down and thought, well, maybe that's not a good thing because this is a big thing. Because I wrote just down a bunch of things that I would need to know. And then I thought, well, maybe if I just learned these things by the time I got ready to leave Bible school, that would be a good thing. You know, if I could just learn them during Bible school. So, you know, give me a little time to get all this stuff down. And then it occurred to me, why are you making it easier on yourself, right? Maybe it ought to be something that everybody, every disciple of God ought to know. So, anyway, here you are. Here's a list of things, and this is stuff I just came up with, okay? Nothing, you know, whatever. And I got three possible titles on it. Entry exam for Bible college. You want to be getting to Bible college, you got to pass this exam, you know.
Whoa.
Or maybe it's a final quiz for Bible college, for the graduating class, you know. Before you graduate, you got to be able to do this. Or maybe it's just what a disciple or rescuer ought to know. So I'll just leave this with you guys. Y'all can look it over and think it over. And you can hate me for it if you want to.
hate me for giving you this because it's really, I looked at it and I was just completely overwhelmed when I got it. I was like, whoa. I don't know when we're going to do this.
You
know?
This is really an entrance exam for a Bible college.
No, it's something I made up. It's something I made up, and I don't know of any Bible college that has this as an exam.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just
you don't know because it's out there. It's sure is.
No, I
they want their money. They'll take a minute.
I don't know. I mean, this is something I guess you'd go to Bible college to learn, and hopefully you would learn this at a Bible college, so. I don't know, but
it depends on which one you go to.
I guess it depends on which one you go to and stuff. But anyway, so shall we pray over our food and we'll move on here. Miss Ann is a man back there and doing some good stuff. I appreciate that, Miss Ann.
That's
really good. Father, we thank you so much for loving this and being with us in all things. Bless this food and bless our fellowship together. May we lift you up and may we hold fast. Your words. Amen.
Amen. Amen.